Our next story is about a man you're probably not too familiar with. His name was Hendrik Verwoerd. He was the prime minister of South Africa decades ago, and he's gone down in history as the architect of apartheid.
Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word apartheid. And I'm afraid that has been misunderstood so often. It could just as easily, and perhaps much better, be described as a policy of good neighborliness.
50 years ago this month, Verwoerd was assassinated. Many South Africans still have clear memories of that day, as clear as the way many Americans remember the day JFK was shot. But those memories have evolved with the times, as Daniel Gross reports from Cape Town.
Hendrik Verwoerd was controversial in his own time, but that's nothing compared to the way South Africans see him now. Nomavenda Matiene was in high school when Verwoerd was shot. Her fellow students started clapping. A few years later, in Parliament, Verwoerd was stabbed to death.
And then when he got killed, at that time, you know, we're talking in whispers that Verwoerd has been murdered, you know. And for him to be killed by a dagger, I mean, it told you a lot about karma.
Matiene is a retired journalist, and she says Verwoerd first became notorious for a particular law, the Bantu Education Act of 1953. This was the rough equivalent of Jim Crow laws in the U.S. It forced blacks to attend separate and unequal schools.
Verwoerd stunted our mental development as a black people.
In 1958, Verwoerd became prime minister of apartheid South Africa, and his education policies expanded. Non-white South Africans weren't just confined to separate schools. They were confined to separate parts of the country. So it's easy to understand why he's not exactly a popular guy.
I was told by an African person just how when he was 9 years old when Verwoerd died, and he can still remember to the day when he had heard it from his friends, that he ran up to his mother in great joy and shouted, "Mom, Mom, hippie, Verwoerd was killed."
This is Melani Verwoerd, a South African politician. Her surname comes with a lot of baggage. She got it from her ex-husband, who's one of Hendrik Verwoerd's grandsons.
If you speak to Afrikaans white people, as a rule, they would be very, very impressed that you're a Verwoerd. If you, however, speak to African people and colored people in South Africa, as we call people of mixed race in South Africa, they would immediately react very negatively. You know, if I say that, but I'm one of the good Verwoerds, jokingly, I get told there is no such thing.
She says that for decades, most whites in South Africa had a completely different view of Hendrik Verwoerd than blacks. From there, Hendrik Verwoerd evolved from a historical figure who some whites saw as a hero to an incredibly powerful symbol of injustice. These days, his name is thrown around as a political insult. But there's still one question that hangs over the story of his death. Newspapers said the assassin was a mentally ill Greek man named Dimitri Tsafendas, but that only told part of the story. Over time, it became clear that Tsafendas was half black, and people started asking if his act should be condemned or celebrated.
I think to some regard, he should be taken as some sort of hero.
Tobeka Nkabinde is a student at South Africa's Stellenbosch University. Last year, she and her fellow students demanded that school officials take down a plaque that honored Verwoerd.
Hendrik Verwoerd was a bad person and a bad man, and his death can only, by me, be seen as a positive thing and seen in a positive light.
This question is still up for debate. In the Sunday Times here, I found the headline, "No Place for Heroes in the Story of Verwoerd and Tsafendas." But I also spoke to a researcher who believes Tsafendas was self-aware and politically motivated, which would make the assassination a conscious act of resistance. Whatever the truth, Tsafendas was kept behind bars for the rest of his life, and he died in 1999 as South Africa's longest-serving prisoner. Now that apartheid is gone, this story might seem like ancient history, but as Nkabinde points out, Verwoerd's legacy is alive and well.
You drive into a town and you see a predominantly white area, a predominantly black area, and then a predominantly colored area. The white area is the richest area.
Nkabinde is the first person in her family to attend a university, and she's upset that it took so long. She blames men like Hendrik Verwoerd. That's why South Africans will keep talking about him for years to come. Here's Nomavenda Matiene.
You cannot sweep a person like that under the carpet. You know, I think people must know about him. People must write about him. Because if you don't say these things, people will forget and more vervoets will arise. You have to write about him. You have to talk about him to avoid another person of that ilk emerging.
50 years is a long time, and a lot has changed in South Africa. But this is a country that can't yet afford to forget.
That was Daniel Gross reporting there from Cape Town. You're listening to The World.